The poll of 600 likely voters by Suffolk University and Channel 7 shows Elizabeth Warren leading Scott Brown by 4 points, 48% to 44%. The timing comes just weeks after Warren appeared in the national spotlight during the Democratic National Convention. Pollster David Paleologos says Warren is making significant gains in her core constituencies like women, minorities, and registered Democrats.
I think entering the debate phase, the TV debate phase, I think Warren comes into it slightly ahead and Brown trails because he's given up some of the uncertainty toward Warren in those demographics are now clearly in Warren's column.
Both candidates hope to sway independent voters. That's a group that has supported Senator Brown. But since May, the trend shows Brown losing 5 points among independents who have shifted to the undecided column.
Scott Brown has to win independents by a similar number as he won in January of 2010, which was about 2-1. He's not there yet. So Brown needs to get those independents who have gone to undecided back in his column. And Elizabeth Warren just needs to chip away a bit among independents and lose by 15 or 20 points. If she does that, then she'll win.
Meanwhile, two other polls released over the weekend also show Warren enjoying a post-convention bounce and overtaking Senator Brown. A public policy polling survey has Warren leading by 2%. That's up 7 points. And a Western New England University poll puts Warren ahead by 6 points. That's up 4%. While the polls are just a snapshot of the campaign, Brown and Warren continue their campaign ad assault, which sets the stage for the first of four televised debates this Thursday night. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.